gentlemen, I'd like to welcome everybody to our April 16th Commissioners Court meeting. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. All the commissioners are here. I'd ask that you, I'm going to call the meeting in order and ask that you please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a word of prayer by Commissioner Sweeney.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
You bow your heads, maybe we pray. Lord, thank you for another day that we can awaken to serve you in any way that you see fit. Just open our eyes and our hearts and our minds to what your will is for our lives. Just go with us today as we conduct our business and let it be pleasing to you, Lord. Again, forgive us of our trespasses against thee, Lord. Go with us, guide and direct us in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Item number four, public comments. Any public comments? All right, we'll move on to item number five, announcement, possible discussion of items of public and community interest, for which no action will be taken. The veterans are having a social hour April 24th from 8 to 9 a.m. Is that right? Cold Spring Fellowship Hall at the Methodist Church, 1 Cemetery Road. And everyone's invited to come by and have some light snacks and a cup of coffee if you drink coffee. That's April 24th from 8 to 9 in the morning. Anything else going on in the community we need to bring up? Astros won last night. That's always a good thing for me. All right, if nothing else, we ease right on down to number nine, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve annual report relating to voting precinct compliance, Election Code Section 42.031. Ms. Walker.
Good morning. So this is nothing. This is just a report because Section 42.031 of the Election Code says that on odd years, that the Commissioner's Court will review the voting precincts for the numbers in our counties. Our county, we have to have.
Well, the year's not quite over yet. I wouldn't necessarily want to classify it as an odd year, but, oh, you mean numerically speaking, right?
It also says in March and April.
Yeah.
So, our limit on our voting precincts are 5,000, so I did print out the numbers for all the precincts. The total number that they look at does not include, if you're looking at this right here, it does not include the middle column. That's the voters that are on suspense. So your total numbers for each voting precinct is on the far right side. And like precinct two has the most right now.
How does one get on suspense?
We send a question about your address, stuff like that. You're still able to vote as long as you come in and answer the question you have, whether it's address or age, whatever it may be.
Can I ask a question? I was looking at voter box number 7, right?
Uh-huh.
365? Is that who voted in the May primary or what?
No, that's the number of registered voters. The number of registered voters that are considered to be for box 7 in that area. And that doesn't include Oakhurst or any of that. So in your precinct, you've got 6, they used to be Paul Horton,
right?
And then Point Blank and Oakhurst. So all the voters are divided up in those three.
Yeah, but I mean, three, three, not saying it's wrong. I would quit.
Sound like you got some work to do up in that neck of the woods.
You got some water. No, I'm just saying.
Water was in box 8.
No. Half of Waterwood is in box 7. Everything on this side is in box 7.
So I'm
just saying that those numbers, I'm not saying that it's not right. I'm just saying I would question that.
Well, a lot.
3-6 is not very many. You got all the hidden holiday villages up there. I mean, everything to Stevens Creek. I mean, it's a pretty sized box. Now, I don't know if it's a voting thing where everybody went to 6 and voted.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with where you vote. Okay. It has to do with your address and if you're a registered voter. So if they've been canceled, if you're not active, then that they're not on you.
Right.
So, and the reason that I brought this one, there was nothing, no action to take on it, is that I just got back from training and tax suggested that this go in the minutes, even if there was nothing that needed to be changed or nothing that needed to be addressed. They just said it was a good idea to put it in the minutes of the court. And that way, if anybody asked, you could say y'all did look at it. You were aware of your numbers in those precincts.
Are you looking for a motion to accept the report?
Sure.
I'll make a motion to accept the report.
Got a motion by Commissioner Dominey.
A second.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous.
I'm just saying, I voted for it, but I do like to see that checked. I mean, I don't think 300 is enough.
I will. I'll run it again and I'll
email it to you. Good deal. If it's wrong, we'll bring it back and ratify it.
Sure.
Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Oh, we have public testing of the machines tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You're welcome to come watch.
That's all that. I'll be moving. All that. Those little places you had set out and all those tables. That's
for training today.
That's for training. You got training today and then testing tomorrow. Thank you very much. Item number 10, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve the Scott's submit for Commissioner's Court for consideration and opposition and motion to vacate an order granting an application to open a block county road.
I like that here.
How are you, sir?
Not bad. How are y'all doing?
It might not even be on, sir.
Kevin,
I don't think it's on.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. Excuse my formalness. This is my first time before Commissioner's Court, so I didn't realize it was a bit more casual. I'm used to the black robes and whatnot. I had submitted this document. I imagine y'all have a copy. Y'all don't need me to read it into the record. Or y'all would like me to read it into the record?
No.
We have a copy.
Oh, okay. All right. Great. So, here's what's going on. My client is I forget how old he is, but he's a very fairly old guy. He's a 2-time Purple Heart awarded fella, and he's got some PTSD, got some issues. And so they built this private road, they meaning him and his family, they built this private road. What we contend to do private
Let me
road.
Stop you there, because let's start off with where it starts at. County in 2005 started a process. The legislature created a bill and they said, if you want to create a county roadmap, here's how you do it. And so we voted to create a county roadmap. Commissioner Mike Griffin, I think, made the motion. But anyway, and then the next time we met was probably 2008, and we started having public hearings. The law says you're supposed to have 2 years worth of public hearings, send notice to every person that has a tax bill. So they generated, Miss Judy Eaton was working in, she was doing emergency management and 911 and permits. And anyway, she generated a map. We had a list of all the TxDOT roads, and There's a whole slew of roads. You probably have a copy of the list that they have. And the way it worked, it has a distance on there. What TxDOT, that's what the TxDOT records and our records showed is how long the roads were. So we had at least three public hearings, and anybody that got a notice, if they said, you got Jones Road on here, and I don't think Jones Road is a county road. You're welcome to come to the public hearing, and a lot of people did, and we end up, one of the commissioners took off 19 roads for reasons that I'm still trying to figure out, but anyway, once the dust settled, Brother George Russell showed up there and griped about a few, but then he backed up and said, hey, I don't think those were on there. But anyway, I'm just remembering we did have some participation, and for whatever reason, I don't think we denied anybody's request to, hey, take that road off, or hey, you got too long of a distance on this road. It only goes to here. So none of that happened. We approved the road in February, I believe, of
2009.
I believe it was 9, and then March of 2000, on the 25th, we then signed a resolution with a list of all the roads on there and so forth. So the road, as far as I'm concerned, was county. Now, did the commissioners maintain it, a portion of it? I couldn't tell you.
So I understand that, and the issue here is that 2009 and prior to 2009, my clients never received any notice, not from the Commissioner's Court or Texas DOT. So
they sent them out 2 years in a row, and the tax collector, I don't know why they would have any reason to pick out one person out of 44,000 taxpayers and not send them notice, but
I agree with you, but mistakes do happen, right? And so that's simply what's being alleged here, right? There's an issue.
I will confess that we didn't send them, the tax office sent them, and they sent them regular mail, and if they got their tax bill, then they got the list. You might have needed a microscope to read the list, because it was folded up in there with your tax, and it's about 5 pages, but anyway, I'm just trying to share, because
was it posted in the paper as every other?
Oh yeah,
and
it was put on the. Yeah. We've had to put out notice for the. This went on for 2 years, and then they had 2 years after that to come and file and challenge what the official county road map. Now, there's been a few instances since then where I wouldn't necessarily call it a challenge, but I think I wasn't on the court, but I think Brother McCoppin succeeded the commissioner that had taken those 19 roads off in Wild Bird Country. And didn't you come back and put 4 or 5 roads back on for Wild Bird Country?
Yes.
Commissioner McCoppin? That's what the records show. And other than that, it didn't show much activity. But anyway, that's go ahead.
Thank you. So the issue of notice is a problem for my clients, and that's something that does need to be appropriately adjudicated, which brings me to the point of, you know, the commissioner's court, right? Y'all are in charge of handling county assets, right? It's the other court right down the way that is about life, liberty, and property. They have the power to, you know, put you in jail, take your money, take your land, stuff like that, right? So the roles of what the commissioner's court and what the judicial court can do are completely separate. And so the order that was approved some time ago, it essentially is stating, hey, this is county land, and this is what we're going to do with it, which is within your power. However, if there's a dispute as to whether it's county property or if it's private property, because they can show, we can show boundaries, we can show that they paid the money to build up.
I think you hit it just now. I think that district court's case needs to be resolved. I think that's an issue for district court to resolve.
It is an issue for district court to resolve, but the reason why I'm here today is that I want y'all to vacate the previous order which presupposes that the land belongs to the county. And that's the issue why I'm here today. It's very narrow, very specific. I just want you all to say, hey, it, you know, there's a question as to whether it's county property or not. It's over there being, you know, talked about right now. So let's just hold off until this is done. Instead of saying, hey.
Do you know what year the gate was put up?
What year the gate was put up?
That's an issue to be determined in district court. And it, I don't care if it was put in 40 years ago. Counselor, you've been to law school. You don't have, nobody has a right to, you can't adversely possess public property. You can't go fence off the courthouse. You can't block county roads. It's against the law to block a county road.
You're absolutely correct, Your Honor. And so the issue here, though, is that it was never county land to begin with, so it wouldn't be adverse possessed.
Well, that's where we don't have to agree to disagree.
Right.
We have a resolution and an order that's been on file for about 15 years. And until you go to district court and prove that we didn't do it right 15, 20 years ago, we have something that says we have the county roadmap. I mean, and it shows it on there. You probably have researched it.
Your Honor, so I don't mean to be combative, but I am going to ask that you previously recused yourself because you were the attorney who handled the matter.
I got out of the lawsuit, and I didn't vote on this issue, but I'm still.
But nonetheless, you did recuse yourself because you were the attorney who handled the case before.
I wasn't on the court when I filed that suit. That's why I didn't vote on this issue when it came up.
I understand,
before.
But right now, our back and forth exchange with all the other commissioners are listening and asking questions. You seem to be litigating aside here. And so
I'm telling you what the county, that we had a county roadmap done and we did it the right way.
I understand, but I would ask that you respect the refusal that you had put in some years ago.
If you're trying to tell me to shut up, that you're not going to get that request granted, sir.
No, not at all, Your Honor. I'm just asking you to hold to what you had said originally. That's all.
How many houses are on this road? Not now. Were
one. At the time, there was one.
That's not true. Liberta Jeffcoat lived back in there. Jeffero, I mean, lived behind there. That she lived behind y'all's people. Your clients, they're relatives.
So, if I understand the question correctly, you're saying where the road that was built, on the land that it was built, what property was on that land?
How many houses?
From what I understand, there was one.
There's never been any more?
Again, from what I understand, there was one, Your Honor, sir.
Donnie. Huh.
There's three. There's his client. There's the house that... Mr. Hagen bought to open the road for him, and then there's another house where Mitchell's got the land in the back.
So how do all them people get to their houses?
So there are other roads, there's other ingress and egress beyond ours, or my clients. There's the one that is...
How do they read that water meter down that road?
I don't know if the water's coming.
I just wonder how they read that. I was wondering how they read the water meter at the end of the road.
Oh. Well, everything that I've got in front of me, and Crystal and I, with a couple of the newer commissioners on here, show that that's a county road and has been a county road. Had the opportunity to take it off, add it on, do anything. None of that was done when they had the opportunity. Whether they got the notice or not, there's a lot of indications that they had the opportunity to do that. And I've got another road that's similar to the same that all of a sudden they're like, well, this is all of our land. We want to put a gate on there. And we've been maintaining it as a county road, or it's on the books as a county road. So there's a procedure to do to take that off.
Right.
That's kind of
And that's not having happened yet, and they put a gate on it. So we said, until that's proven otherwise, it needs to, it's in district court right now. So they need to move forward. It's been a long time. I don't understand that process, like you said, on the 5 years and not move anywhere, but I'm not in that. That's a different court.
Understood.
So that's not where I'm at. I don't want to change what we've already voted on until it's handled through the court, just because we do have a record of that being a county road. I was asking what year the gate was put there, because obviously some of the property got sent back taxes or something like that. I didn't know if the gate got put up then so that they couldn't get access to the property they bought at the tax sale. So that was why I was asking what year the gate was put up.
I don't know the exact year, but to the heart of your issue, I think the gate was put up. When I say recently, within the past few years, and it's probably what's
Mark, you know, issue.
I don't know exactly when it was put up.
I think he's exactly right. It's fairly recent. Yes.
Fairly recent.
And so there was no reason to put a gate up beforehand.
From getting to the property that was purchased. I just don't. On my end, that's where I stand. I don't want to change my vote due to that.
I understand. And for the record, though, the reason why they put it up was. It was because of the PTSD that I was mentioning. So they built that private road so he can get right up next to his house and not have any other folks, noise, anything of that matter. And now there's apparently, according to my client, it's being used quite frequently, and so he's getting startled, he's getting, you know, shaken up. So it wasn't to defy the commissioner's court, it was simply they viewed it as theirs, so they had put up a gate. No, I didn't want to say that.
I don't think they had access to their property, though, for a while. So I don't know how there's more noise there because they couldn't get there. Right?
I think after,
they can't get through the gate.
I haven't been up there, but I was told that the day that we met, and there's been two people come up here about this. Now, there was a fellow named Mitchell who, you don't represent Mitchell, do you?
No, Your Honor.
Mitchell came up here on his own, didn't have any lawyers or nothing, and talked to the court about it, and the court didn't take any action. And then I think there's another person, this was a woman that bought a piece of land at a tax sale.
Tony Cohen.
And it's, I think it's, if we were looking at it from the 190 side, I think they're to the right of your client or Mr. Scott, and that's who Mr. Hagen represented. So Mitchell wasn't directly in that. Now, I'm pretty sure it's the same road, but it makes a wire. According to these maps, that's the problem. Some of these old maps, you go out there and it doesn't look exactly like, you know, it shows, those maps show the road keeping on going and there's a way to come in from the backside, but I don't think that those roads are grown up, far as I know. I have asked, and I don't think you can drive through there now, but you know, it might have used to years ago. Could be. Wasn't exactly my stomping ground when I used to go up and down a lot of those roads.
Well, I haven't been out there physically myself. I plan on taking a drive over there, but according to my clients, there's other ingress and egress beyond the road that they had built. So for now, I'm taking their word for it.
I know way back when I was involved, there was a road that went down by, you know Deborah?
Yes.
So there was a road that they did have a place on there kind of behind Leonard, and that there was a road that went that away, and we toyed with an option of using that anyway, and once I got out, I think they went to mediation, and they tried. They put a lot of effort into trying to settle, and I think your people have made some good faith offers, and I thought it was resolved. But I'm definitely out of it. I didn't vote the last time. I said I did some lawyering here, and I don't. But I do have. I am going to at least back up the work that the court did way back when. I think we did it the right way. I ain't gonna say we never made a mistake, but.
To be clear, I don't think that this commissioner's court did anything wrong. What I've found so far and what we're in the process of doing, takes a little time, is that
sure.
I believe that Texas DOT didn't provide appropriate notice. Because Texas DOT is-
DOT, you mean the Department of Transportation, they don't have anything to do with creating the county roadmap.
They get it from us. We send it to them.
Yeah. No, I understand that, but they're supposed to provide notice as well as y'all. So I do believe that the county commissioner's court did what they were supposed to do.
That may be. I do know the tax office sent it 2 years in a row because I'm a taxpayer. I got mine. It had all this list on there. And if you've done your research, you'll see where we got, at least got minutes. I think there's actually, I used to make tapes of the meetings and stuff. I've never actually pulled one of those. I've heard it once and I don't. But,
I now know why we make sure property meets county roads when we subdivide property. I get it now.
A lot of the commissioners that would have graded those roads back in those days, they're all gone. I mean,
well, it's still two living, Joe Johnson and Will Copeland. The two before me.
Joe Johnson was the commissioner when we started this process, though.
And I talked to Joe Johnson. He told me he bladed that road before. Not him personally, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it just depends on how far it goes.
I'm just telling you, but I didn't ask how far. Yeah. He said he bladed the road. That's all he told me.
His daddy-in-law, Ralph Hilsenberger, was commissioner up there. He had talked about blading, but that's just hearsay. Mr. Ralph's dead, and so anyway.
Judge, I'm trying to get a motion put together here off what is on the block and having a little trouble, but I'd like to make a motion, I believe, as I read this.
Well, if you want to make a motion to undo what we did before, that's fine, but if you want to leave it alone, there's no point in doing any motion.
Okay.
I believe they need to. I think the district court has some work to do to finish this thing out. I thought I kind of keep up with how it went because you like to see if you were started something off that was just a mess. But they've been to mediation, they've been offers made, and I don't know why it's sit there so long. Maybe, well, you can blame some of it on COVID, I suppose. We blame everything else on COVID. But.
So, Counselor, you're pretty new to the case, right? Because it was a lady that had it.
Yes.
You're not Tabitha, by the way.
She works for me.
Okay. What is your name, sir?
Edison Titus.
Okay.
So it was Taylor, right? Was the previous lawyer, Gwen Taylor? Gwendolyn?
I believe so, yes. Right. We've taken over for her.
Oh, you've taken over.
Right.
And this counselor represents the people to the left, the little small house.
Correct.
So y'all are litigation against each other, per se, but you are litigating against Mitchell.
That is correct.
And now, I guess, the court.
Well, no, not against the court.
Well, I mean, technically.
I was asking something from y'all.
How long have you been against these people? They're on your same road.
He's pretty new.
I don't know, they're on your same road, ain't they?
Yeah. Two different lawyers.
Well, the road's going to have to split because if you keep going straight to get to what I refer to as the 12.5-acre Liberta Jeffero track, that won't get you to the one over here. I know it splits because.
Now, see, that's the problem. You're thinking about the road that goes by the daughter. The road would go straight on this side of Leonard Scott's house. You got to keep going around and it just makes a circle. And then the little house that he represents is over here and then it goes straight to the Mitchell track. But
so his clients got all the same road.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It stays along the north end of Mr. Leonard's.
Well, my statement, ever since I've been in office, never graded that road, and I didn't know which road they were talking about. That's my stand. Are they talking about the one that goes between the two tracks, or are they talking about that road?
They're talking about the one that.
I know what they're talking about, Judge. I'm just telling you, I couldn't stand up here and say I know which road it is. That's all I'm saying.
They got survey statutes, don't
they?
Well, I can. Well, no, I don't make
it. I wanted them to resolve it.
They got survey statutes, you can.
And the courts.
They had it surveyed, and I've seen the survey, Commissioner. And it follows the north side. You going to let me talk?
The county never had it surveyed. The county never had it surveyed.
Did I say the county did?
How do we know which road it is? That's all I'm saying.
I had the same issue on 1127. What I did was at a road bridge, I went and had our road surveyed.
Okay.
Why don't you go do that and solve it?
Well, they're already in litigation. All he's asking
they've already
is
had
that
it,
we
sir,
overturn our order to litigation. And that's what I've said to begin with. Let litigation play out and let us tell us what it is.
It ain't been about 5 years now?
I can't help it.
How long has it been?
You're pretty apt at reading surveys. If we showed you the survey, I guess you could probably read it then.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. I mean, you could have anything read the survey.
And that's why we were hired, because the previous attorney wasn't pushing the case forward. And that's our goal, to get it to resolution instead of it lingering for a while.
We appreciate that.
Well, see, I think both these people that are, they're not part of the family. They're newcomers because the family quit paying the taxes, and these people bought this, you know, thinking they were going to get to use what they bought. County signed the deed, so, I mean, we're kind of in a little bit of a predicament. We've conveyed property, and they can't even get to it. So,
yeah, both tracks are tax sale.
Both of them are, you know.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do, I understand y'all's points. What I'd like to do is,
I don't think you got to worry about the commissioner going down there and doing nothing, because he ain't done nothing to the road in years. So, I surely ain't going to go out and do anything with it. I'm trying to stay as neutral as I can as far as making decisions.
That's our stand. I don't want to make any decision. I want those courts over there to make that decision. And I've said that when it first started, to Mitchell, to your client, even your client when they came up there. Let the courts play out and tell us what it is.
I agree. So the reason why I'm here is because my client is asking, hey, is there a way that we can put back up the gate? And I understand y'all's decision. I understand why. So the follow-up thing that I'd like to ask is, I'd like to come back again next month and provide you proof, show you, I'll bring exhibits, that there is ingress and egress for the Mitchells and the Tomoko, right? Just for the purpose of doing what I was hired to do, to see if y'all would agree to let them put back up their gate until the district court is done doing what it's doing.
I think if there was easement for Mitchell, we wouldn't even be here.
That's what I think too. I mean, if you can solve what you're talking about, work it out with him, you won't even have to be here or down district court.
But it's a different for his client, because it's a different easement. A different way.
I can't speak for Mr. Mitchell, but when I could have spoken for him, I think if he were given a way in coming down towards Deborah's place, that stays on the side of the property, I guess you might say. And he wouldn't be cutting across the whole front of the house and all that.
So do you think it's
But that ain't going to solve his client's problem, because they're on the complete opposite side. I don't know.
Do you think it's the way they're going to give them an easement between the two houses? Is that what you're offering?
Oh, no. My client is stating that there's another way for Tomoko and Mitchell to reach their land without using the road that they built. Again, I haven't personally verified this myself. That's why I said I would come back and show that, if that is actually the case.
Well, the road that goes around in front and comes down between Tomoko and Mr. Scott, that goes into right about where the old Liberta Jeffero house was, and there's a water meter, I think, still down there in the power lines, and that's how they all used to go down in there and check the meters and stuff. I mean, it's the utility companies and these landowners, but I sure wish they'd have settled that thing. I thought y'all, if it had been me, I'd have probably took what they offered, but that's not my business. It ain't my problem.
I mean,
then everybody would have been happy if they'd have settled it, but
it wouldn't have made his client happy.
No, I don't know. That's true.
Well, depending on which way they went in there, I mean, it might.
Well, the maps that I'm looking at it does show it comes down here and it shows the road cutting across the 12 acres and then coming out. Well, it says Leonard Scott Road, but is there actually a road back there, Commissioner? It would have to hit Felix Curry or something back there.
It would have to come out Felix Curry. And there's issues back there that I've heard of where landowners don't have a good easement and they're fighting one another.
I ain't going to say it never was one there, but the last time I was through there, I didn't think. Google is bad about that, though. We'll have roads that stop here, and Google will go ahead and just connect them, and then people buy this land and looking at those Google maps. Cold Springs Terrace over there and 224.
Mm-hmm.
Over there by McCoppin's house, the map shows that it goes through. But I rode a dirt bike through there about 55 years ago when I was a little bitty kid. But it was rough back then. It was great riding that dirt. Anyway, I don't mean to take up all your time. I sure wish y'all get back into court and get that settled.
Help, but I just don't think I want to change where we, just because
I bought
the property, they ought to be able to get to it.
I'd be a terrible lawyer.
Where'd you go to law school, by the way?
I went to Charlotte School of Law, and then I finished at U of H.
My mother got out of U of H in 73, so good school. Pleasure doing business with you. I hope y'all get in district court and get this thing resolved.
All right.
Please.
Thank y'all for your time.
Yes, sir. Have a good day, sir.
No, he's got it right there on the desk.
Okay. That's next item is number 11, consideration, discussion, possible vote on a preliminary plat of Fawn Hollow subdivision. Oh, man.
I'm going to excuse myself.
Have a good day. There's I think district court's going on. You may pick up one over if you hurry.
I haven't. I'm headed to Groveton as fast as I can get there.
Oh, okay. Be careful.
Judge, commissioners, appreciate the opportunity. Got a small development here, 11 houses. It is about 2.3 miles. It's right down the road on the south side of Highway 150. In your packet, I've got the will serve letters from Sanderson O'Sud, from Chico, also had the engineering from Spear Point Engineering, actual roads, Smith Pavings, who we're working with on the roads, the 60-foot right-of-way, 32-foot subgrade, 30-foot base, 6-inch of caliche, and then also 34 inches or 34 feet roads with a 50-foot radius.
So they're going to be 34 foot wide.
Let me double check that. 24 foot wide. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say 34. That's a big old nice boulevard looking road.
2 inches.
Is it asphalt or chipping seal on the surface?
Yeah.
Has Mr. Woods looked over this?
Do you have some smaller plats?
Yeah, you've got a copy of the plats there, and then also I've got a full printed plat right here that the judge has, and I have another copy if you'd like to see it right beside you.
No, I've seen one earlier this morning.
I just got that big map, Judge, yeah. And he was looking at.
This one here, no, that's mine.
Is that the other one you brought, the little one there?
This one here was dropped off here.
How about my office? I got the little one in fact.
So it looks like about 500 feet of road.
About 660.
660?
Is what just came back from Jeff.
Jeff measured it.
So a septic and water well?
It'll have a Sanderson O'Sud, and we'll have aerobic septic systems. They're all
happy. Sanderson water goes out there. They got a well on pass there. And
they have the capacity to handle it. So
they do. We've had the engineers work. The copy of that will serve the back of your packet.
We're
going to stand by the engineer on the will serve.
You got water.
So how much of a bond are we talking about for 600 foot of road? It used to be what, 80,000, it used to be, I said, 80,000 a mile, and this is only just a little over a tenth of a mile. So.
What's your cost on the building the road?
I don't have final numbers. I've got a rough number, about
$350,000. $350,000 to build 600 foot of road?
We're going to work on that, but that's the number I was able to push and get out of it.
How much base are you going to put on it?
6 inches.
And Jeff's going to do all that?
Correct. Well, that's what he bid it at. We may actually do that in-house. I've done that. Jeff actually, he paved the road that I did the last development there in City of Shepherd. And then I brought in the base. He spread everything, got it compacted.
So what kind of base are you talking about? Jesus.
Caliche.
Caliche, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, that seems high as a cat's back. I mean,
that is, like
high.
I said, I've been pushing him on the numbers and he just takes that back, so we've not been able to.
It's about right.
No, it's about right.
All right.
Time he does everything.
Going on.
Yeah.
You're going to clear it and he's just going to come in and sub-base?
Wow. Right.
And he's going to treat the sub-base?
There's very little clearing just right there in front.
25 years ago, I was talking about 80,000.
And as far as dirt work, we'll build the 1 acre detention pond, and there's just a little bit of fill right at 2 foot on the front east corner is the only place there's going to be any fill. It's going to be open inches, concrete driveways to the homes.
So why come you don't have a building set back on lot 12? First of all,
that was the water.
That's the detention
pond.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not going to sell that for development.
No, it has to be the detention pond.
Okay,
it's retention pond.
So, but you got labeled lot 12 like you're going to sell it.
Well, no, it's not.
It's a reserve or is it a lot?
We're 12 right here. Right?
So
I'm asking why you don't have 20 foot building set on. I'm just
detention pond.
Yeah, it's a reserve.
It is going to be a reserve. Okay. Well, you might mark that. That might be one of the things that you've got.
So the detention pond's going over here?
Yes, sir.
The self-appointed retention pond inspector expects there be white perch stocked in the pond. So I go by, and when I check the pond, I'll have something to do.
I think it's important to improve the aesthetic value.
Yeah.
City of Fine and Fowl over there.
So this is in your precinct, Luke, right?
Yes, sir.
Have you talked to him?
I have.
You
talked to him?
Ernest?
Yeah, we've talked.
You told me you hadn't.
No.
A while ago.
I must have misunderstood what you were talking about. Yes, I talked to Ernest a number of times.
No, since the very first of this conversation, Mark Wood, the county engineer, had Mark part of the conversation, spoke with Commissioner Sweeney about this just before we went forward. Also spoke to Patricia there at the 911, the permit, to make sure that everything was going to be clear before we went forward. Engineering is not cheap. Yeah. In order to do it right.
Who come up with the idea of putting a big old detention pond on the front most valuable lot?
It'll be commercial.
That's all flat. I mean, pretty flat and level ground.
That's where the drainage would be, and that way the emergency overflow could go to the TxDOT right away.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, don't tell them.
Well, no, it's in the drawings, and they've already approved it. The hydrology study's already there.
So what about the easement to the, I guess, I don't know, maybe the east or whatever, this 20-foot easement?
That's not part of the lot. I mean,
right.
That's...
I agree. I mean, I'm just like, that's kind of... would hinder those lots, I would think. The road right behind it.
There goes the house back there.
Oh, yeah, that's existing road that goes to
the house
the
back
properties.
Here. It's that barn dominium.
Hmm.
No juniors live over there.
Can you come through here?
Mm-hmm. Same road.
Did you ever find that commercial, that constable's name?
Oh, that? Clark. You talking about that road goes to Jamie Hansen's place in the back?
Junior Clark.
I think he acquired that from Doug Clark, who was Charles's son.
Charles Clark,
there you go.
Yeah. We were trying to think of his name out there a while ago.
Yeah, I asked Ritz that coming in.
Charles Clark.
Ernest, you didn't know him?
Probably what if I saw it?
You won't see them no more.
I bet if you get some of them old fair pictures out and you see that guy taking that team of horses in that wagon, I bet you recognize him.
You remember, you're not old enough to remember the trail ride.
He might have done some of this for that wagon.
Well, they'd have the trail ride dances there on Saturday night, and when you got ready to come out of there, Charles would park crossways of the road and stop everybody to make sure you was doing the right thing, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't think they let you do that away anymore.
They got a permit, I think.
He just blocked the road and
how many years is he constable?
I think about eight, because I remember his last term, he...
Yeah, he got sick.
Yeah.
He was real sick.
Yeah.
I thought he lost it, or he won and won again one time.
I know he was, part of his campaign thing was to one more term so he could get retirement or whatever.
Yeah.
I like the four-year plan, huh, Mark?
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with, you know, change that to a reserve, lot 12 being reserve, and then Washburn knows about the signature page. They used to have that on this preliminary plat too. I mean, if you're trying to get ready to bring it back, that's some things that need to be on here.
But the lady,
I'm all good with it. I mean, it's...
The lady drawing it was going back through the 79 kilo, and I had to push to make sure we got it. Done,
yeah,
so
you got all the drainage stuff done on it. You got all the.
You do have H&H in
it. Yeah, H&H on it. You got everything.
I make a motion to approve this preliminary.
Are we going to set a bond?
Yeah, we got to set a bond.
Well, he said 3 something. So.
350. What was it?
The first
350.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how it costs that much to build 600 foot of road.
Man, he got to sub-base it. He got to probably put cement stabilizer on it, 2 inch of asphalt. Cut the ditches.
We should be able to whittle on that, but probably can't whittle a whole lot.
Yeah, cut ditches.
Every time somebody wants their road paved, then tell me they pay taxes for their road.
Oh, it's got to be drains. Yeah, he got a lot to do.
So, what, 300?
He's just going there and laying the road. Ditches, covers.
Yes, man.
Every manhole cover costs money too.
Yeah.
You got manhole covers in it?
Oof.
Well, it's we have to do drainage from one side of the road to the other, and then we have to have the drain boxes and have to have the
merge
shield.
So you're going to put curb and gutter. Is that what you're saying?
It's not going to be curb and gutter, but just for the inlet.
Huh?
We have to have a manhole for the inlet.
For the state. For the water.
No, I thought you said it was open ditches.
It is, but we still have to do a drainage box to go to the opposite side of the road where the tension pod it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The front
side.
350.
Yeah, because it gently slopes toward Shepherd, I think.
Restate your
very motion. Gently.
Restate your motion, miss.
Okay. I make a motion to pass the preliminary with a $350,000 road bond.
If you can work on that, I mean.
Have a motion by Commissioner Dominey.
I second it.
Second by Commissioner Sweeney. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous.
You want this back?
5-0.
Thank you, Eric. Hey, you buy that piece of paper across the middle of the building?
I just can't get over that. That's not.
No, what?
That's like.
It's on the text.
I'll show you. I know exactly what it is.
It's
right
at the top of the
turner
from.
I took that JV storage sign right there. She's going past the park. 2 miles.
But it ain't. The base will be already
there. And now you got me confused.
Just temporarily till that.
It is.
I wouldn't spend nothing on it.
2,058 feet from the nearest road intersection.
Oh, that's just not
shit. Well, they're going to have to produce signature blocks because it's not going to get filed until they redraw it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. You'll get it back. You don't trust me.
Appreciate it, guys.
I was going to ask you something. It was something to do with that over there. Come on, I'll think about it before I call you. Hey, how many you got left to build over at Shepherd? Three?
Working on 11, think start 12 and 15.
You got two more after this?
17 total.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Item number 12, consideration, discussion, possible vote to declare surplus or salvage the following items: 8 batteries, 6 radios, 9 chargers, 11 lapel mics.
Since we're talking to you about stuff real fast, you're ready to go. All you gotta do is get your paint and get it clean. He told me he textured it yesterday.
I'll take care of it all, thank you.
Sir?
I said I'll take your rest, take care of the rest of it.
He'll take care of it.
I just want to tell you that.
Thank you.
Kenwoods.
Good morning.
Wow, that's some of that's them radios we got back in like 05 or 06 from Detcog, if they're Kenwoods. They're pretty old radios is what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, so we found them underneath all the uniforms in the uniform closet.
Oh, goodness.
Those were acquired through Detcog back in. Commissioner, did you get one of them radios? Was it?
I had one at one time. I don't
think no, it was before you.
It wasn't me.
It was 5 or 6 or something like that. You started in 8, didn't you?
7. I had one in my truck at one time.
I had one too, and they another deputy or somebody else needed one. I said, come get mine. I've never keyed mine up. I'm not a radio guy.
I think you just quit working.
I think you have to fall in jail.
Yeah, that's, they put them in out there at what's now the where the animal control. We had a shop out there, and they set up, and everybody drove out there.
We thought you gave yours at the Calabici.
I gave it to somebody. I don't
that's who it was. That's who got it.
Is that right?
Yeah, that way you keep up.
All right, man. Can I get a motion to are any of these things any good? They
jump.
All just jump?
They're all wore out and have to be refurbished. I'm like, so it's not worth putting money into it.
Second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Marr to declare these items salvage. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Number 13, consideration, discussion, and possible vote to approve and accept donations of equipment from Texas Department of Public Safety. I know if private citizens want to give us stuff, we have to put it on the court and accept it. I'm not sure if we're getting things from the government, if that's, it's always the best policy. What do they got to, what kind of equipment are we talking about?
They gave me some in-car camera system.
Yay.
They gave me the system, but no mics and no body cameras to it. So now I have to go try to find out if I can even find
them. The Kenwoods that we just declared, they won't plug in there?
I know. It's a different system. But anyway.
You're going to see if it's going to be worth getting them.
I'm going to try to make something work.
You're going to see if it's going to be worth it getting them.
Yeah, but it was free, so I took it. And by taking those, I asked for one light bar for one of our Dodge Chargers.
And you got 10?
And they're making me take 25. And they're telling me that I have to hold them for 2 years. And I can throw them in the garbage, I can do whatever I want with them, but I have to hold them for 2 years. So, yes.
I know there's teeth in that.
Yes. So
is there teeth in that,
Don? If I don't use it, it'll stay in our barn until a 2-year mark hits and then it's going in the junk.
Yeah, because it'll cost you a lot of money if you don't.
That's correct.
You ain't kidding.
I'll make the motion to accept the donations.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Domini. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous, 5-0. Number 14, consideration, discussion, possible vote to approve necessary actions for purchases under the Operation Lone Star Grant. Anything? That's the catch-all, Casey.
Did this get missed?
said no, I'm not doing it.
I was attached to the radio on about two things that were supposed to go.
Well, apparently it did. The one that typed up the agenda is working on her retirement in Las Vegas. Sale of land, Pride Rotary Tiller awarded to Sandusen County. How did we acquire this?
It was abandoned property, sir, and the court out of it.
JP awarded it
to us. JP Court, yes, sir.
We'll put it on the next agenda.
Okay.
Is it functional?
I don't know. I've never seen it. It's sitting down there.
I'll take it if you want. Have you already given it to me? No, I mean the paper. I haven't.
Oh, he thought you talking about the tiller. He thought you talking about it. You just giving him the tiller.
I bid on it. Mine's broke.
I can't give it to
That's
you.
That's what he thought. You give it to me.
Can't do that.
He didn't want it that way, did you, Fritz?
Do you want me to take this piece of paper and put it in the pile that goes on next agenda?
Yes, sir. Thank
okay,
you.
That's what I meant.
Sorry for the misunderstanding.
Yes, sir.
So this will be on the next agenda then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I looked through her pile to see what happened, but it's
kind of JP 14.
Or awarded to JP 1.
Wait a minute. I'm not in the right place. I don't have nothing for you.
I don't know. Where's it sitting at?
What do you have under 15?
I'd have to ask Sharpen. I don't know where it's sitting at.
I'll ask you.
There it is.
I'll ask you.
Oh, wait a minute. I see it here.
Okay.
It's in. Yeah, it's in here.
No picture.
Yeah, I got a picture in color.
Too.
Yep. A little red land pride.
Well, it ain't on the agenda anyway.
It's just not under 15.
15.
It was up here.
We got three this month, don't we?
Okay, so what was he actually asking? Oh, put it up for sale. Well, it didn't actually, it's in the book, but it didn't actually get on the, agenda. So it's in the, it got sent out, but it didn't actually get on the agenda. So we'll put it on, I'll put it on next time we meet the agenda. Put sale I don't think we can act on it under the Lone Star Grant item that's on the agenda, that's all. Unless you didn't seize it during some kind of Lone Star sting operation.
But I mean, you used it to buy some equipment for the Lone Star.
Yeah.
Stuff. Well, what you gonna buy for about $100? Because that's probably about all it's gonna bring.
I can buy me some window tent readers for my desk.
There you go.
Because that's a good PC to stop.
Oh, no.
Too late.
You didn't say that, did you?
Next. Next agenda.
You said that's a problem for phones to stop.
That's it.
Can I have one of your little stickies, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll flag it, make sure. You put it in the book.
But you see that I did submit it.
You did submit it.
Yeah.
Right. For whatever reason, it did not get on here.
It's in our book, but it's not on
here. Yeah, I don't
probably
know.
The cloudiness from Vegas had something to do with it.
Yeah. He was in a hurry. Agenda. Put on next agenda. Any other items that have to do with Lone Star?
Nothing for Lone Star.
Yes, sir.
Let's
go back to item number 5. That's the one where we talk about general stuff. We're getting. I saw on the news that Liberty County's jail got shut down, and the sheriff's right on it like a bolt of lightning. He's hauling Liberty County inmates in here by the busload, so I'm glad to see, hear that.
Now, how many did we get?
28.
Got 24
from Liberty and 4 from Trinity.
We have
28
total.
I called him Monday, Sunday night, I called him on the phone. At 9:30, yeah. And I said, "Hey, Judge," I said, "you might want to get a hold of the sheriff. I'd see where they shut Liberty County Jail down." He said, "I'll visit with him in the morning."
Yeah, yeah, that's good. they were on it. That's good. Good news. Hate it for them, but I think they'd had a riot and then they had a fire. I guess it's an
inmate. They had a bunch of violations over the last 5 or 6 years.
So you're on five,
sir? I can tell you from personal experience, myself and my captain. We went down there, and it was deplorable.
Wow.
What did he say?
It was
so
deplorable.
So we can get some of our 6,500.
He said our jail was like way above their jail.
Wow. And
their jail, that jail,
that
jail ain't that very old, Liberty County.
Not really. No.
No, it's not.
So they inquired about a contract. We had a contract that we signed in 2022 with Liberty County, $65 a head, and that that's never been canceled. So
I don't know. We gotta have people in it though.
So
we have a big
offset
this year.
We're in good shape as far as contract wise. That's good news.
We're gonna have a big offset this year over that jail for the inmates.
Jail inspection.
And passed with flying colors, I presume.
Negative, sir. We had two minor problems.
But you passed with flying colors.
We passed the inspection, but we have to fix. We have to replace all our fire hoses because they're outdated, and we have to repair
those jail inspectors. I believe are kind of like DOT inspectors. You're going to get some kind of a ticket.
Well, also, where main hookup for the fire department is, there's a valve in there that lets the water go in, but doesn't let the water come back out.
Black flow preventer.
Yes, that has to be inspected and repaired if needed.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
DP talked to me the other day about that. I don't know if he talked to you about
it. So those are the items we're having.
I remember
them. Are they doing that over now? Is that what they're doing now?
Hold on.
I see them got that little track over there digging.
No, right now there's a water main break somewhere in there, so they've got the water shut off to the front part of the jail while they make repairs.
Okay.
So it'll be offline for a couple hours.
I just seen them over there this morning.
The fire hose connection, apparently the last time it was inspected was 2008. So
that was right after we added on to the jail.
So they're coming in and making those repairs, finishing up the fire hose.
Fire hose. Can the fire marshal do that inspection?
No. Apparently, it's got to be by a vendor. They got to go in and check, somehow test the integrity of the valve to make sure it flows right.
Does MBC still do that?
You know, he's dead now.
Oh, well, I don't guess he's
dead. So we got CentOS coming out to do it. That and the fire hoses. The jail commission is going to, you should get a letter today or sometime this week, saying that we passed the jail inspection, but they provided technical assistance on the fire life safety issues. So we're allowed to continue to outsource inmates as long as we remain compliant with the jail commission standards. But if the jail commission was to come in and say, you're not compliant, then we'd have to get rid of all of our outsourced inmates.
Well, let's don't call them.
Sir?
Let's don't call them.
They reached out whenever all this started and wanted to know if we could help Liberty County out. So, you know, the sheriff, the chief, you know, they've been trying to work with them as much as they can. Liberty County is, you know, they got a monster they're having to deal with. They've got everybody outsourced the best they can right now, and I think they're still holding about 100 inmates.
I watched on the news. Well, they have 5 to 15 days to have them all gone.
15 days, they're supposed to cease operations.
Or $5,000 a day.
Yeah, and it's they've also put a caveat in there that Liberty County's not allowed to reduce their staffing at all either. So, Harris County's trying to poach their staff, but the state has said you can't reduce your staffing levels. You got to keep your staff, so they're going to use the opportunity to kind of get their training up to speed.
When we rehoused, didn't we send some of our officers to Polk County?
That was part of the deal. Instead of paying $75, we were paying $25, but we furnished the labor.
We all have
yes, ma'am, that is true.
No.
I think Mark had a question real quick.
I was just curious how the state tells you can't reduce your staff if they don't have any inmates to guard. Why do you have them?
Oh, he's saying why can't they? Some other county hire their employees.
So I've had the opportunity. I know Director Wood. I've known him for years and years, and if he wrote it, and he's got the backing of the Attorney General's office, I'm fairly certain.
So how long will it take to get our hoses updated? That's all I care about.
Well, they're supposed to be out this week, and hopefully we'll have them done within the next week, 2 weeks.
So are you serious? It takes that long for them to...
Four hoses?
Five fire hoses.
$400 a hose.
So apparently they have a life expectancy of 5 years. And this
I don't think that tiller's going to pay for it.
They got a life in about 20 years. That's how old they are, right?
Well, the fire hose connection was last inspected in 08. So, yeah. You know, we'll work through it and get everything.
That tiller might pay for it if y'all let me know if Rich is bidding on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
I need a tiller.
Crystal. If Fritz is bidding on it, we'll help out.
He knows how to bump me up when I see something I want to. All right.
Thank y'all. Y'all doing a good job. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Item number 6, consider approval of claims.
I didn't see nothing on that. Just questioning about bill of travel. Hey, did y'all have some new cars delivered?
Yes, they got the 6-6.
I seen them delivering 3 yesterday, come by Shepherd. I was hoping they were coming here.
So they got the 6-6?
They got the 6 that Arthur paid for.
I seen 3 go by.
Some more that maybe weren't being,
long
they didn't bring anything, they didn't tell us
yet. I don't know, I seen 3 go by, I didn't know if it was ours or on trail. I didn't know if they were going to us or not. Okay, they did 6-6. We have a car. We have a car coming.
You give that to
me.
I will.
One dog catcher or something.
Yes. Three
and a canine.
Canine.
Dog catcher. He should be burning some time, though. He has some time to get a burn. It's in Highlands order. Get that thing
moved. I'll make a motion for the bills if you don't have one on there.
I'll second it.
I have a motion by Commissioner Natuno, a second by Commissioner Mars. Any questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. It's unanimous. 5-0. I don't think we have any budget amendments or revenue certifications. Therefore, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion.
I second that.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You can stay here. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Thank you so much.